As a child, Otha Ellis Bates McDaniel taught himself to play guitar, but he never found one he liked, so he built his own. Soon after, his rectangular-shaped axe with an old TV dial for a volume knob could be heard on radios everywhere as he launched the beat heard round the world. He was Bo Diddley. His handmade guitar is at the Hard Rock Cafe, Times Square. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history are at Hard Rock Cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com. Stole it in the side, baby, diamond ring.
Little Steven's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
It's time now for your Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock and Little Steven's Underground Garage. I'm the Mighty Manfred. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. Today we get to hold court with a prolific prince of power pop, Kurt Baker. His latest single, Keep Tight, is available now on Wicked Cool Records, and it's a recent coolest song in the world here in the Underground Garage. Let's lend an ear to some of it now, and then I'll be back with Kurt on the line for your Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage. This is the Mighty Manfred with another Coolest Conversations, and today I am graced with an audience with His Majesty Kurt Baker, the reigning Prince of Power Pop, whose brand new single on Wicked Cool Records is this week's coolest song in the world, Keep It Tight. How are you, Kurt?
I am doing well. I've had a wonderful day here in the French countryside. I climbed some pretty big mountains in the Pyrenees. And I've been reminded that I really need to get in shape. I don't know about get it tight or keep it tight, but I got to get in shape.
Well, you know, we are within a couple of days of having spoken like exactly a year ago, you know, a couple of days either side.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's right.
And then you were in Madrid. You went through this really, or still going through this really strict lockdown. You just mentioned now being marching around, hiking through the Pyrenees. Are you still living in Madrid, or where are you based currently?
Well, the big news is that I have left Madrid after about 7.5 years. I have decided to get out, and where that's brought me now is actually the beautiful city of Toulouse and its surroundings. My girlfriend is from Toulouse, so we're spending the month up here enjoying the wonderful weather, the nice French food, the wine, and all the friends and everything. And then I'll actually be heading back to the United States. So that's actually something I'm really excited about, because it's been a long time since I've spent a good amount of time in the United States. And I'm going to be reconnecting with all the guys that played on the last album, played on this single. And hopefully we're going to be getting out on the road and playing some shows if everything goes well. But yeah, you know, it was time for me to change it up a bit. Instead of, you know, really going somewhere new, I kind of felt maybe it would be good to get back to the roots after all the craziness that's happened. But with a quick little stop over to Toulouse, you know, in Toulouse before heading back stateside.
So last year when we were chatting, it was around the release of your album After Party. And that featured you working alongside Jeff Palmer from The Connection, Chris Rogers from Chris Rogers and the Dirty Gems, as well as your longtime writing partner, Wyatt Funderburk. And now we're finding out that that album's inspiration and a longtime inspiration for you as a songwriter is this tune, Keep It Tight, done first by Single Bullet Theory. Tell us about how you found out about this song and how it's captured your imagination since.
Sure. Well, you know, I've always been a big fan of new wave and power pop and obscure stuff too, the harder to find stuff. Sometimes it's even better, you know, maybe because it's just so underappreciated or undiscovered. But originally found the LP by this band Single Bullet Theory. Now, if you look up Single Bullet Theory, there's another band. They're like a heavy band, heavy metal band or something like that. Has nothing to do with this Single Bullet Theory. But yeah, many years ago, I found their LP in, you know, one of these like 25 cent used LP bins. And the album cover really caught my eye because it was all these like neon colored squirt guns. And it was just so cool looking. So I was like, you know, with an album cover that looks so cool, how could this record not be that bad? And I ended up putting the record on after picking it up for like 25 cents and was blown away by the music that I heard. And it was just, you know, this really upbeat new wave, great melodies, great hooks. The production was just what I liked, you know, from the late 70s stuff. It was like, kind of, you know, a mix of the Cars and the Romantics and things like that. But just so, so cool. And at that time, it was hard to, you know, dub down vinyl to CDs. And this record was like impossible to find online. There was no information about it, but I wanted to get it on CD so I could listen to it in the car.
Right.
And so I had a buddy of mine at a studio actually do that for me. And now I know they make these LPs, you know, the record players that you can make, you know, into MP3s really quick. But back then, if this was like, you know, 15 years ago, it wasn't as easy. So anyway, just this record was something that I listened to all the time. It was a big influence on me. And about the time that I started writing with Wyatt, he had come up from Nashville and I went to go pick him up at the airport and the CD was actually in the car stereo. And so I was like, dude, you got to listen to this. And so I put it on and one of the first songs he heard was Keep It Tight. And he was also blown away by it. So, you know, that was a long time ago, but this is a record that's kind of always stayed with us as an inspiration, just because, you know, it is unique. It's obscure. It's different. Not a lot of people know about it. So it's kind of our cool little secret kind of band that we love to talk about. But when it came time to do the last record, After Party, me and Wyatt were talking and we had some time that was left over and we're like, yeah, why don't we just, you know, for fun, do our own version of Keep It Tight. And that's what we did. So yeah, kind of full circle story there for you.
Yeah. Full circle story. Indeed. What do you know about the band's history? Have you ever found out anything else about them?
Well, I know that they're from Richmond, Virginia. And they were on, Nemperor, I think that was the label. I don't know.
Nemperor Records. It was a subsidiary of CBS.
Right. Okay. Yes. And so, and actually, there were a lot of great bands on that subsidiary for around that time. But I guess they had been playing around in Richmond, that area for a while. From what I've gathered, they have some really actually fun music videos that you can find on YouTube. That's about it. I think they had maybe a minor hit in Europe with a song called Hang On to Your Heart. The video is really fun too. That's on YouTube too. But I think the band just kind of, you know, fell apart. They didn't really get the success that maybe the Cars or as I was saying, the Romantics or any of those, you know, the Knack. So nothing ever came after that, but that's really all I know. I don't know if you know anything else.
Well, I have done some digging.
Oh, awesome. Yay. Tell me. I'm excited.
Well, first, though, I wanted. So you've never been in contact with the songwriters, Michael Garrett or Gary Allen Holmes?
I have not. I would love to have gotten in touch with them at some point, but hopefully they're not mad that we covered the song.
Man, I think they would be flattered. I mean,
I hope so.
You know, you would think, right? Well, you mentioned the video, they're making really fun videos. So they have a killer one for Keep It Tight.
Right.
And and what I like about it so much is that, like your own videos, there's just such this really fun sense to it. It's a joyous, comical, tongue-in-cheek, and they're rocking, they're having a good time, and they're like sneaking into a hotel, and of course they're rocking in the hotel, and all the people in the hotel are getting upset because, you know, the stuff is shaking off the walls, but they all wind up in the room with the band and then in the
end, partying with them after, right?
Right. So are you going to do you guys got to do a video homage to that?
We really should. Yeah. You know, like, and again, speaking of just influences, seeing that those videos that I think they have two, but that the Keep It Tight one, which is, you know, obviously our favorite as a band. Just, you know, the aesthetic and as you were saying, all the, like, it's just a fun video. They're not taking themselves too seriously. We don't usually do that either, but you know, it's just fun, rock pop music. And I think the video really shows that too. So, we've tried to do that as well. I think a few times I've certainly tried with some of the videos, and yeah, why not? We will be all together finally, coming into this fall. So there's definitely a chance that we're going to be doing some cool videos for sure. And shows.
I hope. So the other thing I found out about the band is that Keep It Tight was released as a single, and it charted in the lower reaches of the Hot 100, made number 78 back in 1983.
Oh, wow.
And they had a second album that was supposed to come out, and for whatever reason, CBS withdrew the support. You know, I think the fact, now this part I'm cloudy on now, if I'm remembering correctly, they had already recorded the second album. For whatever weird reason, CBS decided not to put it out or was just sitting on it. And the band was, of course, getting more frustrated because they couldn't build on the momentum that they had. And they wound up splitting up. And in a way, the way they were treated poorly is sadly a very common story in the old sort of music business. When we think of, you know, the late 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s still, and, you know, the music business pretty monolithic. You're on Stephen's Wicked Cool Records. You're happy about that, right?
I'm very happy about it. Yeah. I mean, I'm so glad that he's given me a chance to record more than just one album. And I feel like as the albums keep on coming, the better that they're getting. So yeah, with the last one, you know, because I had been able to do two albums with the combo, he gave us a chance to do an album, do After Party with my old gang. And wow, I'm really excited about, you know, just how it came out and all the wonderful response that we've gotten from it. So I'm really thankful for Steven for giving us that chance to do this album and who knows, you know, and this new single as well. Hopefully there's another album coming in the future. Fingers crossed, but yeah, you know, I understand how it was back then. You had to really put all of it into your first debut album, and so much luck and chance, you know, if it caught, if it didn't, who knows, but you know, I'm pretty thankful on my end and grateful for everything that Wicked Cool has given us. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned, you know, if you were back around in that era, would you have tried to work out to get do the thing where you're trying to sign to a major label, or would you have tried to tough it out on an indie if you were, you know, active like in the 80s or late 70s?
Yeah.
Chinese. What would you have done?
It's hard to say. I mean, it's easy to say, oh, I just go, I want to be indie all the way, keep it on the roots and all that, you know. But I think, you know, back then, I gotta say, if we had a chance to really sign a nice, you know, record label and get on American Bandstand, why not? You know.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the Fleshtones. Did you know the Fleshtones were on American Bandstand?
Yeah. You know, I was actually watching a documentary about the Fleshtones with my buddy Juan. Well, you know, Juancho, we were last time I saw him, before I moved out of Spain, we got together to do some acoustic shows, and we were watching the documentary that he had on the Fleshtones. I love those guys. They were actually just in France a little while ago too, but yeah, they were on American Bandstand. That's awesome.
So what led you to record, to finally record your version of Keep It Tight? What was the aha moment? Was that just, as you said, was that with hanging out with Wyatt there, kind of looking
Definitely.
At each other? And
I think there's a song on After Party called Out of Sight, which is, it's the last song. And we had sat down thinking, okay, let's write a song. We had this idea in mind, theme. And musically, we wanted to make a song that sounded kind of like Single Bullet Theory. Now, if you put them back to back, there maybe is some similarities, maybe not. To the listener, but that was what we were going for. Mm-hmm. And I think when we were working on, you know, the mixes and finishing up Out of Sight, we were like, oh, you know, come on, let's do Keep It Tight. Like, 'cause we're so excited about how Out of Sight is coming, and Keep It Tight, you know, is something that we've always wanted to cover. So we just thought, yeah, let's do it. We've got the time. And it would be fun. So we did it, and it came out really great. And because of that, I think Steven said, let's put out the single, 'cause we're just sitting on that. And actually the B side too of Keep It Tight is another after party outtake. So
yeah, I want to ask you about that in a moment, but first I want to get a question in here about the gang, right?
Oh yes.
You had recorded the album, and I mentioned these guys, Jeff Palmer from The Connection and Chris Rogers from The Dirty Gems, your longtime running partner, Wyatt Funderburk. So you're coming back stateside, going to see these guys again. Can you remind everybody what is the connection between you and Jeff Palmer and Chris Rogers? How far back do you guys all
go? Oh, yeah. Oh, well, so we go back quite a while. I mean, I've been playing in bands with Jeff since about 2003 or so. Mm-hmm. And so we're always, you know, he's from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, which is near my hometown, Portland, Maine. So, you know, we've always been playing in bands together and playing shows together, really great friends, and Chris as well. So I've been playing with Chris for almost 11 years now. And he's from Portland. So, you know, we're just old hometown buddies. I'm loving his last record that he just put out this summer with Wicked Cool too. I've been doing some painting around the house of my girlfriend, and it's great painting music. I put it on and just, you know, paint a lot the walls, of course. I'm not really doing any artwork or anything, but just, you know, actual just house painting.
what colors are you painting the walls?
We're just putting this just blank, you know, just white stuff, you know, because it was actually like she had one of the walls was black. You know, I remember when I was a younger person, like she was at the time, she painted one of the walls black in her house. And I had painted some walls in my house, like a dark, dark blue. I think it's just like a thing that you do when you're younger. And then when you kind of grow up a little bit, you're like, you know, I think we should just paint the walls white. And it's a pain in the ass. You got to put like three or four coats on those things.
Absolutely. You got to work like a Tom Sawyer moment in there. You got to explain to the neighbors how they could probably never paint as well as you. You know, you got to get in their hand or something. So thinking about these guys, Jeff and Chris and Wyatt even, my understanding is when we had spoken last time that you guys had wanted to tour to support After Party, but, you know, the pandemic happened. Are you thinking again now? Are you going to get back to the States, maybe try to do some shows, or has the Delta? Okay. I was going to ask if the Delta variant thing was sabotaging that idea, or if you're still planning on doing some shows.
I mean, you know, we gotta take everything as it goes, you know, as it comes, I guess. We have to see, you know, but I know for all of us, we really would love to get on the road again. And I have been starting to book some shows. I know that the first weekend in December, we've just locked in a New York City date. And so we'll be playing around New England and that area early December. And then the idea is to get to places that are warmer in the wintertime. So,
yes.
We're pretty much done with, you know, playing in the Northeast in the wintertime, because we've done that and it's not fun. So we're just,
you know, here's the thing about playing in the Northeast in the wintertime. When I've done that in the past, of course, there's the inclement weather coming in and it's terrible. It could be really horrible, but it's like, if you actually make it to the show and the people that get there, they're like so thankful that something is happening. Right.
Totally. And, totally. Oh yeah. So, I mean, I think hopefully everything goes well. You know, we're all vaccinated and, you know, we want, you know, to be playing towards two vaccinated people or any people, but, you know, safe environments for everyone to enjoy, the music. So hopefully things, you know, don't get any worse. I'm trying to stay positive about it, but I am really excited that some shows are starting to get booked and, you know, just, keep in touch on my, you know, social for people listening that want to know about shows and social media stuff. But also if you're a show person, if you book shows and you'd like to see the Kurt Baker band in your town, get in touch. So yeah, through, you know, Instagram or Facebook, because it's been a while since I've done, you know, a real tour in the States or book shows. I've been, you know, in Spain all this time. So I am really looking forward to getting back to the States, spending time in the South, spending time in the Midwest, going to the West Coast, all that reconnecting. And that's one of the big things that I, you know, set out to do for this move out of Spain.
So you mentioned having locked down this date in New York. Can you tell us what that is?
Well, I don't want to, it's booked. It's confirmed. It's going to be on December 2nd, but I don't want to announce it yet because we're still working out a few details, it's going to be cool. December 2nd.
All right. In the Big Apple. So we have been talking about your coolest song in the world this week, Keep It Tight, the Single Bullet Theory song. So let's talk a little bit about the B-side. We're going to hear that as we go out. The B-side is Getaway. You also mentioned it being a cover. This song written by Julian Leal, who I think first recorded, he seems to be a guy from Chicago, but I don't know much else about him. So who's Julian Leal and how'd you find out about this tune?
Right. Okay. So yeah, it's another cover because, you know, we had these, you know, some extra time left and we decided to just do these covers that we loved, that had been, you know, influential to the band, and Getaway was another influential track that we had heard back in, I think, like 2011. The band was on tour. We were going out to Chicago, and I had just recently bought this compilation from the Numero group, which was called Buttons. And it was a compilation that was solely artists, power pop artists from Illinois. And they didn't have Cheap Trick on it, but they had all these bands that were like influenced by Cheap Trick or, you know, things like that. And one of the songs that popped out to me was the song Getaway by Julian Leal. And me and Wyatt were just really, really into this song. We loved it. We loved the way that he sang. It kind of had this like Raspberries feel. Yeah. Just everything just was, it was just a really cool recording. And we got in touch with this guy. So Julian Leal, it turns out that he's still making music. He's still hanging out in Illinois, but he's the nicest, nicest dude. And he found out that we were fans and we had, you know, sent him our first album, me and Wyatt's first album, working as songwriters together, Brand New Beat. And he was really a big fan too. So we just kind of stayed in touch with him throughout this whole time. And actually, if we ever make it out to Chicago, we're going to do a show with him, and he's going to come up and do this song with us for sure. Cause he's just an awesome, awesome dude. But yeah, it was a song on a compilation that we heard, and we listened to it all the time in the van with all the guys, with Jeff, Chris, and Craig. So we're like, yeah, we got to do this song too. So we recorded it. Chris Rogers' backup vocals on it are awesome. I love the way he sings. So it's great having him on that track with his singing abilities.
Man, absolutely. We're going to take a listen to it in a moment.
Yeah.
First, Kurt, let me thank you for chatting with me again on our Coolest Conversations.
It's always great. I'm really thankful and grateful to always have a chance to talk to you, you know? So it's awesome chatting with you, man.
Well, man, I always love checking in and seeing what you're up to next. And it's always, it's like a little bit of vicarious living here, you know? I mean, thinking about you being based overseas for a long while and now into France and then back into the States. You're living the adventure, man. And
life is an adventure.
Okay, let's give a listen now to your B-side, to the single Keep It Tight. Here's Getaway from Kurt Baker and the Kurt Baker Band and Little Steven's Underground Garage. B-side time from Kurt Baker here in the Underground Garage. That was Get Away, a flip to his new single, Keep It Tight, available from Wicked Cool Records. This is the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to Kurt for joining me today for our Coolest Conversations. Thanks also to Olivia Callahan for always doing such a great job producing our interviews. And be sure and check out our next Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
As a child, Otha Ellis Bates McDaniel taught himself to play guitar, but he never found one he liked, so he built his own. Soon after, his rectangular-shaped axe with an old TV dial for a volume knob could be heard on radios everywhere as he launched the beat heard round the world. He was Bo Diddley. His handmade guitar is at the Hard Rock Cafe, Times Square. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history are at Hard Rock Cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com. Don't let it decide, baby, diamond ring.